You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
And you're very welcome back. Now, my next guest has made contact with us here on Clare FM to make a very special appeal, and one which she hopes could help many thousands, perhaps even, of people in this country who were adopted and are now seeking to trace their families and find out about their early lives. Loretta Parslow is from Galway, and she's among a number of nurses who worked at St. Patrick's Infant Hospital in Temple Hill in Dublin in the late 70s and 80s. The facility cared for a number of children who were later adopted, and she says that, like many others, she cared deeply for the children in her charge and kept photos and souvenirs. She's now trying to gather as many of these as is possible to in turn pass them on to Tuisla, who'll make them available to adoptees who come looking for their records. Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome, and thank you very much for joining us. Talk to me about life in the hospital in Temple Hill. What was it like?
Well, I was there from 1977 to 1985, and the hospital itself was absolutely beautiful. It was just for babies alone. A lot of people get mixed up and think that Temple Hill was a mother and baby home, but it wasn't. It was just for babies for adoption. And the babies came into us usually straight from the maternity at 2 or 3 days old. And they were adopted maybe at 6 weeks would be probably the first stage they were adopted. And some of them went on maybe 3-4 months, but some of them weren't adopted until maybe they were 2.5.
Okay. And in effect, the staff then would have been the guardians, the de facto parents for these children in those formative times. Is that right?
Well, what happened was every single one of the nurses and the staff nurses loved every baby unconditionally, as if every baby was our own. They were so well looked after and so loved. And I can't emphasise that enough, that like 30 years later, I still think of them all, think of the cots they were in, thinking of them going for adoption. Very sad when some of them are going, because I would have been very attached to them, but happy that they were going to a good home. And the training we got in there was absolutely brilliant. The way to look after a newborn baby, you know, to have the signs of when they were ill. And the clothes they had, like, they had such beautiful baby clothes, different colours, mint, pink, blue, beautiful bassinets for the newborn babies, like you get in a hospital now.
And would you have had many children, say, in a year, for example, or how many would have passed through the hospital at the time?
Well, there would have been roughly around 70 to 75 at a time.
Okay.
And sometimes if there was some extra, there was enough room in the wards maybe to put in one or two more cots. But, you know, they did move pretty fast.
So when I suggest thousands of people maybe have passed through this institution, that doesn't sound like an exaggeration in any way.
Oh my God, no, there was thousands and thousands went through that institution. Okay. And I just want to tell all those who are listening out there that were adopted, ye were loved and so loved. Some of the babies were baptised in the hospital and the nurses would have stood for them. But it wouldn't really be under baptismal cert, because it was just that they were baptised. But they would have been baptised again when they were adopted. But the nurses had an even great role for the babies that, you know, they would have stood for.
Sure. And you would have mementos from this time, and these are the mementos, it seems, that many of the staff would have taken and kept, and you're now looking for to gather them.
Yes, what happened was we did take photographs of the babies. We probably weren't supposed to at the time, but we did take them. And also their little armbands, when they got too tight, we would have cut them off as keepsakes. And we kept the photographs. And I have spoken to so many other nurses, and there's two more very involved with me, Cathy Garton and Jennifer Sadersky. And what we are doing is trying to appeal to all nurses wherever they are, because they're in the four provinces of Ireland and beyond. We want to get as many photographs back and armbands back, because then we are giving them to a particular social worker in Tuisla, who is working with the St. Patrick's Guild files. And he's matching the photographs and the armbands to the files, so that when a young adult now goes in and asks you know, about himself or herself? And, you know, is there anything that you can tell me about what I look like or anything? If the photograph is there, they get it. And the joy that we were told that when they get a photograph of what they were like as a baby, it's a link to their life.
Okay.
And like all of us have photographs our parents took when we were babies. So we owe it to those babies to give them back now. We cherished them for 30 years. But now since the hospital is gone, there's so many babies out there adopted wondering what was the hospital like? Were we loved? Was it a dormitory?
Yeah.
Yes, you were loved. It wasn't a dormitory. It was all different wards. And I'm asking all nurses that are listening to this or maybe know somebody who and has a friend or a relative either here or England or the States, if you just please return them. It means so much to those adoptees.
And you talk about the adoptees and what they may wonder about Temple Hill. It's St. Patrick's Guild as well. And yes, it's been in the headlines in recent months with regards to illegal adoptions, which occurred, according to Tusla, before the period where you were there, Loretta. And obviously that's a very grim headline to read. But from your description of it, it doesn't seem to have been a loveless or a sad place.
No, Gavin, we knew nothing, absolutely nothing about illegal adoptions. I mean, those babies, we actually, the older ones, the toddlers, we used to take them out into the yard and play with them. We brought them to the houses. If we weren't staying in the nurse's home, we would bring them to the houses we had rented. We'd bring them into Dunleary. I brought one little one into Henry Street and bought her a buggy. I mean, you know, they would like our children, and they were so, so happy. When I showed the photographs I had to a Tusla social worker, she could not believe it, that every baby from, you know, 3 months old up, because the other ones were too small, were so happy and smiling, and the beautiful cots they were in and the clothes they had.
Okay.
So they were loved.
Are you getting much of a response to your campaign in terms of trying to get some of this material?
We are. We're getting quite a lot. All right, but I think there could be a fear out there that maybe some of the nurses might think, you know, that they don't want to admit they took photographs, because, as I said, we weren't really meant to. But if we didn't take photographs, those children wouldn't know what they looked like. And I have come into contact with a young man who found out about me. He saw something on Facebook and got in touch with me. And he wasn't adopted until he was 2.5. And we were able to fill in from when he was a little baby all the photographs that were taken of him in the different wards and the love and playing with the nurses up to the age of 2.5. And that's what he said, it filled a hole in his life.
And that's the motivation to try and go on. Just finally then, Loretta, if people have information, if they have material, if they can be of help to you, what do you want them to do?
Well, I'll give you my phone number and my email address, Gavin.
Sure, yeah, if you're happy, yeah.
My phone number is 087-952-9440. And my email is, it's all small letters, lorparslow@gmail.com.
That's lorparslow@gmail.com, is it?
Yes.
And also,
if there's children that want to know how to get in touch with Tusla, there is a page on the Facebook called Temple Hill Nurses. It's the one with the green tea. And if they go into that, they will see where Kathy has up her page and the details for Tusla.
And the number as well is 087-952-9440. Loretta Parslow, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much for having me, Gavin.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
No problem at all.
Bless.
Take care. Bye-bye. Loretta Parslow there in Galway this morning.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.